Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I think there's a 65% chance.
I don't give a shit about numbers.
They're going to take the guy that they hope would be the successor to Brady.
Being able to sit behind the GOAT.
I, too, had sex with a GOAT.
Dale Arnold.
Why the number 10 there?
I'm going to let you guys figure it out.
Huh. I hold all the cards now.
Grow up.
Rich Keefe.
When I look at LeBron, he's not what Michael was. LeBron doesn't have that gene.
Dale and Keefe. Middays.
So I tried out to get a radio show at my high school radio station, and they said no.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Hour number three, Dale and Keith, Sports Radio WEEI. We're very happy, as always, to have our buddy Steve Biasi in the house with us as we're kicking around some sports topics. Really good piece, I thought, today by our buddy Tom E. Curran, NBC Sports Boston. Posted yesterday. I didn't read it till today. Sorry, Tom. My fault. The headline is The Brady Conundrum. How do you go about replacing the GOAT? By the way, that would be an issue for any team, any sport, any player. If you're the best there is, replacing him, you're going to take a step down.
That's also a good problem to have. That means you've got some
serious success. You have the GOAT. It means you have the GOAT.
You have the GOAT right now.
But his point is, you know, the Patriots actually had a plan for Tom Brady's successor.
They may have found a real successor.
After the 2013 season, they went and drafted Jimmy Garoppolo, and then unfortunately, or fortunately, obviously, because you had a couple of Super Bowls since then, Tom Brady blew their plan up.
Yeah,
because
he
did not get bad.
Much longer than they thought. I mean, the famous Bill Belichick quote after that draft, we all know Brady's age and contract status, so you weren't thinking he was going to be this good for another 4 or 5 years. They didn't. They were preparing themselves that quarterbacks don't play this long. And then here he is, so they had to move on from Garoppolo. So basically, they have to find the next Garoppolo. You're never going to find the next Brady. That doesn't exist. But the next Garoppolo has to be out there somewhere.
See, why don't you
find something better than the next Garoppolo?
Or better, but not Brady. I think saying you're going to find the next Brady is
What I'm saying is that I love Tommy Curran, but if you're telling me that 6 quarters of football meant that you set the football world on fire, you're crazy. The fact that he was here with the Patriots, the fact that he was doing fine, the fact that he did well, not great, he did well in his 6 quarters of football.
It's a big six quarters, Steve. People are flying high. People are flying pretty high.
I remember.
But based on what you saw from then and then the early goings with San Francisco before he got hurt, he looks like a starting quarterback in the NFL.
He looked right? Good. He didn't look great.
Okay, that's fine.
He looked good. He looked fine.
But either way, you know, right now, Brian Hoyer and Danny Etling, we know are not the future. We know those guys aren't it. So you just need to find somebody who is going to be the next guy. And it's basically draft or free agency. And the draft is what the vast majority of teams, that's where they get their quarterback. Look around the league, that's where they get their quarterback. Every once in a while, a guy makes it to free agency and they switch teams. But the best of the best, chances are, like Drew Brees is a rare exception. Yep. Most guys were drafted by the team that they're starting for right now.
To Steve's point, Jimmy Garoppolo has started 10 football games in his entire NFL career. Now, that's not all his fault. A, he was playing behind the GOAT. And B, when he got to San Francisco, he got hurt. Again, not his fault.
And when he went out for the Patriots, he got hurt.
He got hurt here. But he started.
Fragile, maybe.
He has started 10 games in his NFL career. So the idea that, you know, he was going to be the successor may be ambitious. But at least they had a guy who was going to be better than Danny Etling's going to be. Can I go out on a limb and suggest that?
Sure, absolutely.
I loved the line from Curran in his piece. He said, Brady was too good to bench and too important to trade. Garoppolo was too expensive to franchise and too smart to take a bridge contract so he could watch Brady from the sidelines while his own hair started to gray at the temples.
True.
Yeah, there was no way he was going to stick around. Remember that? That got brought up for a little bit. You're like, what? Why?
Why would he?
The idea that you would take less than your value because you love the Patriots and you want to study behind Brady makes no.
Like, but we love the Patriots. Why would he love the Patriots?
We heard that all the time.
I know he did. I know
all
he did.
Time. Oh, he just wants to win, and no, he wants to play.
So then what you do is you get into the same question that you had, whether it was the year they drafted Garoppolo or even last year when they didn't take anybody till the very, very end with Etling, is do you try to use these draft picks? And the Patriots have, is it 6 in the top 101? Something like that. I mean, they don't have one till 32, but then second, third round, they're going to be pretty active. Do you take a quarterback this year in the draft? Do you trade up? Do you use a bunch of picks to take a quarterback? Or do you say, you know what, let's get guys that are going to help Brady this year, like they did last year with Sony Michel and Isaiah Wynn and guys like that. Do you help him?
Isaiah Wynn was going to help.
You thought so, right. And then figure it out later?
Let's go to a comment Peter King made to us very recently about that very topic, and this is what King said.
I think there's a very good chance, say 65% chance, that they're going to take the guy that they hope would be the successor to Brady's, because it's not every year you get 6 picks between 32 and 101 to use as currency. And you've seen how Bill Belichick over the years has used his draft picks, to me, unlike anybody since Jimmy Johnson, as currency. And so I would assume that I think there's a good chance they're gonna take that guy. So that adds something, that'll add some spice and some fun, if it happens, to training camp and to practices in June.
So Peter said there was and I don't know where he'd come up with the number, but he said there was a 65% chance that the Patriots are going to attempt to do just that. Find the Brady successor this year.
Why wouldn't you? It makes sense.
Well, I'll tell you why you wouldn't.
There might not be a guy.
What if this is not a great class? What if you're saying, all right, we're trading up, and now you become like so many other NFL teams who use a first-round pick on a guy who's probably not worth a first-round pick.
Okay, so let's go back to the most recent example. All right, you've got Garoppolo in the second round. He was the heir apparent, correct? Right. Okay, so.
Well, you just said he wasn't.
No. What I'm saying is you thought he. No, I said he was good, not great.
Okay.
He never showed greatness. He showed good.
He did show good.
Yeah, maybe
he showed goodness, not greatness.
I agree. He showed good.
Maybe as he went along with the proper coaching and getting better at what he did, maybe he could be getting towards great. He's never going to be what Brady was, but who's to say you have to get that first round guy to be the heir apparent?
You don't. I mean, Russell Wilson was a third round pick. Garoppolo was a second round pick, as you said.
Did you just put Garoppolo and Russell Wilson the same sentence?
Yeah,
compared the two of them.
The purpose of this conversation, Steve, yes, because
what's
I'm saying
Super Bowl
that
champion?
I understand that, but I'm making your point that you can find a guy outside of the first
you're
round.
On my side,
yes,
okay,
I'm
good.
On your side.
Oh, well done then.
So back
Sorry.
Off.
Well done. Sorry.
So Garoppolo was also the.
I gotta start paying closer attention.
Yes, you should listen to the show.
Maybe once in a while, tune in.
Garoppolo was the 5th quarterback taken that year. So even though he was a late second round pick,
right.
Last year's draft had 5 go in the first round alone.
So that meant that the year Garoppolo came out wasn't a good draft for quarterbacks.
It wasn't. Blake Bortles, Johnny Manziel, Teddy Bridgewater, Derek Carr, Garoppolo.
Not in retrospect, though. Don't look at it in retrospect. Talk about what we thought about it.
Yeah, but okay. One in the top, Manziel was the second quarterback taken, and it was 22.
Right.
So this past year, it went, 1-3-7-10 or something like that? Like they had 4 in the top 10.
Yeah,
all right, so play along with me here. It would this count, and I'm not even sure this is an option, but it's something we've talked about. If the Arizona Cardinals actually, came through on what Cliff Kingsbury has said in the past and go out and draft Kyler Murray first overall, deal Josh Rosen. If the Patriots then made a move to acquire Josh Rosen, have they done the exact same thing that we're talking about here, but instead of drafting the successor to Tom Brady, they acquire him in a trade?
It doesn't matter how you get him. It matters that you get a young guy that's willing to work and learn. It doesn't matter how he comes to your team, and especially if you can turn around and get him. He was a top 10 pick?
10. I think 10 exactly, yeah.
Yeah, so you get him for the 32nd pick or something,
right?
Yeah,
it's the same idea. You can't like, we had a caller bring up Nick Foles. We had a caller yesterday say, what about Joe Flacco? Like, guys like that aren't the future. So it would have to be somebody either in this draft class, or if you somehow, in that Kyler Murray scenario, might be the only one, even though I know Kingsbury said they're committed to Rosen, but things can change in 2 months.
Yeah.
Things can certainly change. If you get, basically, if you have a quarterback under the age of 25 who was drafted in the last couple of years in the first or second round, you are saying that this is our future quarterback.
Yeah.
Right? Because you're giving up a lot to get him.
I think you're right.
Yeah. And so whether it's Rosen, whether it's, was it the quarterback from Duke, Daniel Jones, or Dwayne Haskins? Like, there's plenty of guys projected.
They somehow moved up enough to get Kyler Murray, who doesn't go first overall, that sort of thing.
If Kyler Murray was there at 32, would you personally, Steve, take him?
Wow. I think I would.
I would.
I'd have to.
I definitely would.
And I'll tell you part of
even if at the combine they tell you he's 5'8".
Go okay. I don't care. But let me. I watch it, and I tell you the most fun game I think I watched this year was Kansas City and Seattle, and watching Russell Wilson and Mahomes go at it, and then looking at them as, you know, 90% of the time they were quarterbacks. The other 10% of the time, they were shortstops deep in the hole, making a play to.
Yeah.
I mean, these were athletes and baseball guys that were making weird and different throws that we've always been told you can't make those throws in football.
Mm-hmm.
Across your body, mm-hmm. Sidearm, you know, left handed, whatever. It doesn't matter. I don't even count those. But
the no look pass.
But you know, this kid is a raw, pure athlete. He's an athlete. If you got a chance to take him at 32.
I'm doing it in a second.
I kind of think you do.
I would.
Yeah. I don't.
All right,
think
but
he
what
drops.
If you? What? And I don't think he drops to 32 either. No. What if getting Kyler Murray meant that you had to somehow trade enough assets to get to 10?
I would do it. You know me. I love Kyler Murray. So if I had to trade up and do it, I would. I would
absolutely do it. I shouldn't have asked him.
Yeah.
I know.
You know the answer.
He by the way, would take him first overall. If he
I would.
Could.
I love.
I'll
him.
Ask you, who's a little more level headed about this.
How dare you?
Wow, I'm the voice of reason. What the
That's
hell
right,
happened?
Pal. I don't know. In this case only.
Things are a mess.
I would not go 10. I think you can help your team in better ways, and you still have a 2, maybe even 3-year window of opportunity with Tom Brady playing that. That you got to think about. You also have to think about who can help you immediately right now. Quarterback.
Yeah.
You got a second. You know, bundle a couple of those second round picks. Find yourself a solid early second rounder or whatever. I don't think I'd go 10 with Murray.
I would only do it if they love somebody. If they really love somebody and he's there, take him.
Yeah.
Because I think we could have the same conversation next year. I think Brady could play all season next year,
right?
Wherever it ends, but I think he's going to be good. And I'm okay with starting a rookie quarterback. I know some people like the idea better of, hey, have him sit behind for a year or even 2 years, and then he's going to be ready. We've seen examples of guys show up first year and be pretty successful. And if Belichick's still here and maybe even McDaniels is still here, I think I would take my chances with that. If again, don't just take a quarterback because you think you have to take one in the first two rounds, which the Patriots would never do, by the way. But
I think it's a rare quarterback that you know that succeeds as a rookie simply because you have to get used to the speed, but you're going to have to get used to it sooner or later anyway. So why not? I have no problem with throwing a rookie in there either. And as long as you can be patient with him and know that it's going to take a while, a year or so, to get used to that speed. The speed's the biggest difference. You all of a sudden, a pass that you completed in college, you can't
not
try
anymore.
That in the pros.
But I feel like the setup is better because a lot of times when you see rookie quarterbacks struggle, it's because they were on the old Browns or they were on
the
Bills
stink.
Or some trash team that you're like, well, good. And nobody would succeed there. Whereas if you actually put them on a good team, like when Roethlisberger showed up to the Steelers or when Russell Wilson was on the Seahawks or Matt Ryan was on the Falcons, they showed up. Cam Newton, even. They had success
decent
their rookie
teams,
year
yeah.
because their team was not horrible.
True.
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Do the Patriots get their franchise quarterback for the future this year is one of the topics that we're discussing. We've got our Week in Review coming up next on noon 30. Kiefer Madness once again. It's Dale and Keefe with Diassi, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kiefer Madness?
Kiefer Madness?
Yes, I'm ready for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness.
Rack that one up for Kiefer Madness, will you?
Is he going to talk about ducks wearing clothes and stuff?
What did you say?
Going to be like Kiefer Madness. He's going to be in a great buildup and then nothing.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy. Okay.
So screw you, Keith.
Yeah. Right. Screw you.
Yeah,
exactly. We don't need you.
Stupid jerk.
Need you.
Kiefer Madness.
I hate Rich Keefe's guts.
Rich Keefe is just that guy makes you laugh.
Kiefer Madness.
I don't think this is one of the stronger segments.
We have a couple of folks who've checked in. The Shime Timers, as we like to call them.
Yes.
We took them turds and we crammed them in between the number there, so that's 1, 32, 33, 30.
We estimated his life would last about 72 years, which is about 5 years less than average based on his frequent consumption of cheeseburgers.
To me, it looked like a leprechaun to me. I got to look up in a tree. Who else in the leprechaun say yeah? Yeah!
Here we go. It is a noon turdy on a Friday. That means it's time for Week in Review.
Did Shime do the open for you this
time?
On
the madness.
Because the Shime Timers made it.
I had to get the Shime Timers. No, that's my tip of the cap to Shime.
There you go.
Who does such a nice job winning us money. So I would like Shime in here more than just the one day a week.
I would say we made him money this time.
Well, maybe. Maybe that's true. He'll have a rebuttal later, I'm sure. But let's begin on Monday, because, of course, last week was a real dark week for Dale and Keith, because there was no Dale. Yeah, Dale went down to Atlanta and got the plague. And he came back on Monday, and he was feeling pretty good.
The liquid oxycodone's kicking in.
How are you feeling?
You're looking real good to me right
now. Am I?
Oh, so much more attractive than you were minutes
ago.
Yeah.
Good. So what you're telling me...
You've got kind of a haze around
you. Yeah.
You know, it's...
Like our show photo.
Very much
kind
like
of that.
That
little halo glow
it's like
to it.
It's like shooting Barbara Streisand through the Vaseline lens or something.
Interesting.
You know?
I didn't get that reference either, Rossi, but
you're all
looped up.
You know, and I can help you out too, Steve. What? You want to go up or you want to come down? It's entirely up to you, my friend. I've got a full...
Both of each.
Okay, well, no problem. Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Sounds like 3.5 years of college.
Yeah.
So if you take some of the uppers and a few of the downers, you're just right back to even?
You're back to you're pretty level.
Yeah.
Right. Never an upper guy.
We can try that after the show.
Never an upper guy.
You didn't need to be.
No.
Look at you.
I was a little hyper kid. But,
I was a little hyper. I feel like that may have been an understatement.
Yeah,
that,
maybe.
That's fine. This was also from Monday.
That was the change of scenery yeah, thing. How'd that work out?
Well, what's TBD?
No, it's still, probably. No, I think
still
it's.
Still waiting to see
I
what
think
happens
it's BD.
There. But not to.
What? Been determined.
Okay, got it. That means something different.
I mean,
I thought, but I'm going to save it.
No, share it. What did you
I'm
think?
I'm not going to share it.
I don't think it's radio safe.
It's not allowed to be shared. I had not heard it used as been determined before. I understand when you put the T in front of it, it's TBD.
To be determined. Right.
But just BD means it's something completely different. But that's for another time.
I'll send you a link, Dale.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Send you a link.
Oh, thanks.
One of our best calls of the week came from Dana. This was just yesterday, and kind of upset with how the NBA All-Star Game, the new format.
I just had a quick question. This is going to be your fastest call of the day.
Okay.
I thought the All-Star Game was between the East and the West players. Is that correct?
It used to be. Now they take the two highest vote-getters. This year it was LeBron and Giannis, and they each got to draft teams.
Oh, man. See, they're always messing up something.
Man, he turned on that idea
he did not like the idea at all.
Oh, man.
No, he really didn't. We learned something about Dale this week, Steve.
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
than the whole drug issue.
All right.
Trouble in Paradise. Now, it's Valentine's week, yet Dale found himself in a place that you don't want to be.
In the middle of the night when I'm coughing up a lung.
Oh, okay.
And she pops up in bed. All right, I'll see you later.
Oh, boy.
Dale on the couch night.
That is a
tough
night.
The night before Valentine's Day, you think you're going to work your way back in tonight?
I think she's got a little working to do here today, it was her.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I don't remember that in real time. She's got a little work to do, Dale?
So last night.
Can we get an update on that?
Last night, we're out for our Valentine's dinner together.
Cute.
And I brought up the fact that we discussed this on the air.
Oh, boy.
I got in trouble again.
Couch again. Double couch night.
She said, wait a minute. You told everybody about
that?
I said, they thought it was really funny.
Airing the dirty laundry.
And I painted you in a wonderful picture. You were kind and loving and caring. And
she said, you didn't actually say what I said, did you? I said, I'm not allowed to on the radio.
No, you kind of did this. Kind of self-edited there a little bit.
Most important question, Dale. Where'd you sleep last night?
I was not on the couch last night. I was back where I was supposed to be.
Nice. The floor.
No, not on the floor.
The actual doghouse.
Yeah, I was. If we had a doghouse,
a literal
doghouse. Yeah, it was her. She was the one who forced
me.
She was swearing at me in the middle of the night.
Well, you got to put all that aside tonight. Tonight is the night for lovers. Yeah, everybody's got to get together tonight. It's Valentine's. Put your differences aside.
Is this your Valentine's outfit that
you got? Yeah, sweats. Sweats. My wife can't stand that I wear sweats to work. But I'm like, I'm on the radio. What does it matter? She's like, ugh. She's not a fan of it.
No. Now, when you go home, do you put pants on and stuff?
Let's just say, Al, we're going to pop the sweats off when I get home. Let's just leave it at that, shall we?
Let's just leave it at that, shall we?
A gallon of bleach to scrub that visual from my brain.
Wait a second.
I just like to paint a picture for you, Rossi.
So, well, let's get it to picture form here. So, Dale got back into bed last night. Did you?
I never left the bed.
But you said you popped the sweats off. Did it lead
also
to...
on Thursday, we had this.
You get a new job.
Oh, yeah. So this is when we were talking about all the all-star team that's going to be doing Red Sox baseball this year. So we have a lot of new employees here at WEEI. And this is always the advice, Steve, that I've heard. Maybe it's something similar in your line of work.
You get a new job. You got to kick someone's ass the first day. Otherwise, you get treated like a piece of trash.
Is that how it works?
That's what they say about a new
really?
Job. Yeah. Kick someone's
ass. Whose ass did you kick the first day here?
Fourier's.
Oh,
I found
did
the
you?
Biggest
yeah.
guy. I kicked his ass. And then I got respect
you
by
know,
all my coworkers.
You know, this is prison.
Oh,
so it's not
you know what? You might be right. Maybe it is. Oh,
yeah, it's not.
I
like
thought it was
that.
New job.
No, no, no. It's
you show
different.
Up, you find the toughest guy, you punch him right in the mouth.
What do you think?
Maybe not the toughest guy, but I mean,
taking a shot at Fourier over here.
No, I didn't say that.
That's how I read it.
No,
Steve.
No. I was saying maybe you don't pick out the toughest guy.
I thought you said maybe he didn't pick the toughest guy.
Oh, why did he pick out?
I picked out Fourier.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
And, so you found the tallest guy.
So, about
the tallest gentleman out there.
No, but you don't want to pick the toughest guy because odds are you're going to get your ass handed to you, right?
There's a great chance.
Yeah, pick a guy you got a shot against and surprise him.
That's true.
That's what Rossi did. Because we asked Rossi who he fought with on his first day here.
Mutt.
He said, Mutt.
Good choice.
Yes. It'd be like when Barry Peterson said when he was playing for the Big Bad Bruins, you know, and you had O'Reilly over here and Jonathan over here and Ollie. He said there'd be a bench clearing brawl and there'd be five guys on the other team all trying to grab Peterson.
That's right. That's
just
right.
Get me away from him.
You got to pair up right correctly.
So you got like eight guys in here all trying to square off with Mutt on their first day.
Right? I can understand
that. Battle Royale
you
situation.
Got to get a win under your belt. That's all.
That's right. 1-0. That's the most important thing.
When I walked in this morning, Ross, gives me an elbow to the shoulder, almost knocked me into the wall.
That was unbelievable. I know. He got physical with our co-host.
All he said was good morning. And the next thing
he shoves him.
I took the Keith advice. I was punching the face. It's not your first day
in prison here.
But he could tell that he wasn't getting respect anymore. So he's like, I got to do something to get in everybody's good grace. Smart.
Yeah.
Smart on your part.
I was surprised.
Now, this was also yesterday. We had Joe call in because he had a pretty exciting experience at the Bruins game the other night.
We took the grandkids to the Bruins game Sunday, and we walked to the men to the bathroom with them. And behind it, we saw your set there. It was just interesting to see, you know, you from a different angle there.
You know, yeah, what'd you think? How's he look in person?
Nice and skinny, just like on TV.
There you go, Dale.
Thank goodness.
That's nice.
Well, thank you. And we're right out there for everybody to.
You should have hollered at him a little bit, Joe.
Oh, a lot of people do that.
Yeah, you should have.
Especially after the final buzzer.
Yeah,
as we're going
good.
Out for the post game show, and some of the folks who are making their way,
the
hopefully
business.
Out to their Ubers.
I would say so.
I don't think Joe falls into that category. He seems sober as a bird.
And I do think, by the way, that we are one of the go-to stops on your way to the bathroom.
Is that right?
One of the pit stops? Oh, look, there's Billy Jaffe. Yeah. I mean, that's what you do on your way to the bathroom.
All right.
Come
makes
see
sense.
Us.
Now, we also got a little bit of a Dale's Tales, as it were, as we found out a little bit about Dale's first job in radio.
We had these new owners who came in, and suddenly they realized that they were scheduled to do the Brunswick High School football game on Friday night, and they didn't have anybody to do the game. They said, look, can you go do the game
on Friday, high school football game,
until we can hire an adult to do it? I was 16 years old at the time. So I went.
So we can hire an adult. They like pat you on the head. They're like,
exactly.
Wow. So I went and did the game. Yeah,
my buddy and I went and did the game.
Yeah,
and then we came back to the radio station Friday night to drop off the equipment, and they were waiting for us. And I thought,
we've been fired.
We've been let go, one and done. And they said, you know what? We don't need to hire an adult. We're good. True story.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's kind of cool.
Life is like a hurricane here in Dale's world.
It gives Rossi an opportunity to drop this in.
It's a Dale world.
My you should see the Aussie's head bobbing in here.
He loves it.
Great big pink head bobbing all over the place.
Dale's
woo!
Every day he's out here making Dale's Tales. Woo!
There you go.
Sounds like the opposite. Sounds like the opposite of the St. Paul school sort of thing.
Actually, it's funny.
There you go.
It's funny you mentioned that.
And by the way, the radio station I was at was an 80,000 watt.
Right.
All right, Bragg.
All right, Bragg. You could pick it up on your toaster in the house if you wanted to.
Listen to it all the time. I was in Maine always.
Yeah, Steve used to. Now that you guys can kick me while I'm down, because here's my first opportunity at radio.
All right. So it was St. Paul's school in Concord, New Hampshire. They had WSPS 90.5 or whatever it was up in Concord. And I'm like, hey, I can spin a couple records. We'll talk a little bit. We'll kind of keep a loose clubhouse there. And they're like, no, there's no real format here. And I'm like, I think it'll be good. Get my personality. It was only once a week. I only wanted like a couple hours. It wasn't like I was asking
for... Didn't want to overwork.
No, I wasn't asking for like, you know, drive time. I just wanted to go in there maybe one night a week, do a couple hours, play some death metal or whatever it might be, whatever it could be. And they were like, no.
It sounds...
So when they come around asking for money every year, I said, oh yeah, did you get me started in radio or no?
No,
you didn't.
You didn't.
You tried to ruin my dreams.
They did. They tried to prevent me from achieving my dreams, which I've already achieved. One of them.
Just the man keeping you down. That's what it is.
Thank you. Right. That's what it feels like.
Fight the fight. You know?
Don't give up, Keith. Still got a chance to get afternoon drive on WSPS.
I'm trying. Fingers crossed. I apply every year.
Don't let those rich little prep school kids get
tell
under
me
your
about
skin.
It. Yeah. Tell
all right?
me about it. I hear you.
Out loud. Well, my son was at Phillips Andover. So
yeah, you've got nothing to say.
Understand. Yeah. We had our, I believe, our first fatality live on the air earlier this week.
We're going to replay this?
Yeah, well, some of it. Some of it had to be edited due to certain laws, but... This was Jen Royal talking to Alex Reamer on Mutt and Callahan.
Oh, I hope not being able to curse. I think they're disgusting. So if you want to keep coming at me, I will have a response for every single thing. And I'll explain. Tell me which one, you ignorant little pissant. Stop right there.
Yep.
Ignorant again, little pissant. Oh, I'm not done with you.
Oh, okay.
Don't try to get out of it. You and your little mouth. So your little stupid comment, shut your mouth.
So that day, that was our lead-in. That was on before us. So, I mean, we were a little nervous about it, but we did have to discuss it a little bit.
But a few minutes ago, they had to get the engineers in here.
Yeah.
They came in, and they attached a wheel.
A wheel?
To Alex Reamer's head.
Oh, no.
Picked him up by the feet and wheeled him out of here.
Wheelbarreled him out.
After Jen Royal got done with him.
Yeah. She put him in a body bag.
I mean, it was just like...
Yeah, had to get rid of him out of here.
Sorry. Let's go, Alex.
See you later.
Do you think they'll bury him today? Do you think the ground's soft enough?
We weren't going to leave the body laying here in the corner.
We haven't seen him.
Over
we haven't
by
seen
our,
him
our
since.
Giant Tom Brady bobblehead over here.
You see, I had no... Because I wasn't... I was busy. I didn't hear the segment, but I read Alex talking about it on Twitter, and he sounded like he was the one doing...
Oh, he came back at her last night.
Yeah.
He tweeted out a photo. He was out to dinner somewhere in the North End or something. And the photo had the wine bottle and the glass of wine. He said, it's so nice to enjoy a glass of wine while you're out to dinner.
Oh, boy. Now, Team Royal or Team Reamer? Do I even have to ask? Do we have to go around the room here? Team Royal, Team Reamer?
On this argument specifically, I'm going to go Team Royal.
Yeah, yeah. Jen Royal kicked his ass.
I would say too.
Not even a question. Not to mention, she had the guts to go out and try to start a restaurant. And
seriously.
Which, by the way, based on the reviews, is really good. I'm going to go eat there.
I'm all over.
My wife and I are going to get an opportunity to eat there ourselves.
Nice. Yep.
Yeah.
Sounds like another show outing.
Yeah, show outing.
Yep. I said my wife and I did not suggest that you guys
were inviting ourselves.
She can come along too.
She's invited.
Free?
Right?
Is it free?
That's all.
I can talk to Jen.
Talk to Jen.
Matter of fact, as nice as you are, she's nicer.
Look over your shoulder real quick.
Is it Jen Royal?
No. It's Buddy the dog whose front paws are up on the window. Look at it, Steve.
All right, we got to go. That's it then, Dale. That's it.
Oh, well, we got to go see Buddy. Buddy's here on a Friday. We got to go. 617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Text line is 37937. It's Dale and Keith with Diossi Sports Radio, WEEI.
Oh, man. See, they always messing up something. Jesus.
Whose ass did you kick the first day here?
Fourier's.
You're looking real good to me right
now. Am I?
Oh, so much more attractive than
really?
You
are. I'm going to pop the sweats off when I get home. Let's just leave it at that, shall we?
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hit us up on Twitter at Dale Keefe, WEEI. Now more of Dale Arnold and Rich Keefe on the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
(617) 779-7937 We all went out and played with Buddy the dog in the hallway for a little while.
What a great guy.
I mean, he is the coolest dog.
He's the nicest dog. Very excited.
He just want, oh, God, he does get
very
a
excited. He gets fired up.
When he sees folks.
He should.
So it is a bit of a, pardon the pun, a dumpster fire in New Orleans with the Pelicans sign.
Yeah, see that?
Couldn't help myself.
Jesus.
It just helped me out here. So
we did do one interview with Chris Berman. And
I know,
what
Dale does. You know.
Yep. See what happens to him?
So last night, Pelicans are playing, and their star.
And believe it or not.
Yeah, their star, Anthony Davis, got, putting up my quotation fingers here, injured.
Yeah,
he was attempting to block a shot, apparently hurt his shoulder, goes to the dressing room, and then there's video showing he and his agent, Rich Paul, leaving the arena on their way to go get an MRI.
This Rich Paul is ruining the league. I blame Rich Paul for everything.
So you got this whole situation where this guy is kind of, you know, demanded a trade through Rich Paul. You know, now they're sitting him out at times. They're not playing him at times. They didn't trade him at the trade deadline. And the coach, Alvin Gentry, post game last night, had just had enough.
This whole thing has been a dumpster fire, you know, and it's just hard, you know, for guys. You know, we want guys to be professional and we want them to do this, but it's hard for guys, you know, to go through what they've been through. And to be able to come out and be the team of that quality, I'm happy for all the guys. I just thought that they did a great job. Don't know if he left the building or not. I have no idea. Then he left the building. I'm happy for the guys that, you know, that played the game and we won. Hey guys, I'm going to talk about the guys that played. They did a great job. We found a way to win the game. That's what's important.
And I was watching Inside the NBA last night, and there was kind of conflicting reports at first. There was the one that Anthony Davis and Rich Paul left, just left the game. And so Barkley was going nuts about that. But then it was came out that, well, he left to get an MRI.
Yeah, but you don't usually go with your agent to get an MRI. The team sends you for an MRI.
So it stinks. Something stinks. Dumpster fire is a great way of putting it.
They left the building.
They left. And they did. The Pelicans beat the Thunder.
New Orleans ownership supposedly was livid.
This whole thing has been a dumpster fire.
He's 100% right. It has been. And as much as I love...
Not a dumpster fire?
A dumpster fire.
Thank you, Rich.
It has been a real problem. But I love the soap opera angle of the NBA. I think the offseason is always interesting. I think the trade deadline is interesting. I think the way these guys move teams, you can get frustrated with some of it. But there's to me, a lot of intrigue. However, this is the negative of that. This is the worst case scenario. When a guy who demands to be traded isn't traded, they're also a bad team. So do they want to play him and risk him getting hurt and then they can't trade him? What do you do? He's the best player on their team.
I'll tell you what they do.
Shut him down.
They fire the GM.
So they fired the GM. And Woj...
Dell Demps got fired today.
And so Adrian Wojnarowski tweeted out, ownership was livid with an injured Anthony Davis leaving arena during Thursday night's game.
By the way, it is a no-no.
They don't do that.
You don't
do that.
You don't leave the arena, the stadium.
Gail Benson is telling associates she wants an overhaul of Pelicans in a search for a GM to take command of Davis trade talks and the reshaping of team's future. Ownership and senior management have been pleased with Alvin Gentry and his staff and believe players are largely responding to what's been a tumultuous stretch. So you're bringing this guy in for trade talks. The trade deadline just passed.
Right.
You can't make a trade. And so what did you want Dell Demps to do? Make that trade with the Lakers? Either you did or you didn't. And he didn't make that trade, so maybe that's why he's fired. But you'd think ownership could have stepped in last week at the trade deadline if they really wanted to get rid of Anthony Davis. I don't know what else
David Stern. Remember when David Stern was killing Dell Demps not long ago? You know, talking about he's a terrible GM and all the players are gone. And I mean, he...
It's a mess.
David Stern was kicking the crap out of him a couple of months ago.
But was this, what was the time frame of the firing? Was the firing this morning? Was the firing...
Yeah, well, that's when we got it today. No, we got it during the show. It said that he's just out.
Yeah, I saw it about an hour ago on the...
Yeah.
Is this an overreaction to what they saw last night, leaving the arena and everything? Is it an overreaction to... the fact that you weren't able to deal Davis is an overreaction.
Well, it says they were mad about the injury. Do you want Davis to play or not? And if you say, well, yeah, we want him to play, well, then he is at risk of getting hurt.
I mean,
like, that's part of it.
When he went off the court, I saw the footage of him going off the court, and he's kind of got the left hand, you know, down at the side.
No, I know.
And then when they showed...
Or is this just a ploy, so now he's... Like Kawhi Leonard technically was out with a hip injury last year.
But everybody knew... team came out and said he's been cleared to play.
Yeah, like he can play. And so now, does he at least have the excuse? Well, he's got a shoulder injury, and maybe they can put him down with a shoulder rather than...
Did you hear what they said? The MRI showed?
What a show.
He has a muscle contusion.
The bruise.
You know what that means? He's got a bruise.
He's got a
boo-boo on his shoulder.
Yeah.
Which can be very painful.
Oh, will you stop that
enough to keep you in bubble wrap till next
July.
Season.
Rossi gave Steve a bruise on his way in here today. When he elbowed
you. And psychological scars.
That's also maybe more important we should talk about.
Right.
That's a bigger issue.
The fact that Rossi was able to give him a bruise is what caused the psychological scars.
I'm telling you, two better watch yourself.
No, I know.
More of a bruise to my heart.
But what do you what do you do with the guy? If he was healthy, do you play him because he's your best player? And, oh, by the way, you're also paying him, whatever it is, $20-something million a year. You're not going to make the playoffs. You're not a very good team. And you're going to trade him this offseason.
There was a report out there that the NBA had threatened to fine the Pelicans $100,000 per game if they didn't play him. In other words, if you've got a healthy
guy,
Anthony Davis,
yeah,
you know, what kind of message are you sending your season ticket holders? Now, the NBA has denied that. They've said, no, we never said we were going to fine him $100,000. Well, then sit him down.
Yeah, because
and if you're a Pelican season ticket holder, first of all, you're dope. And second of all,
well, come
too
on,
bad
what
stuff
else?
Happens.
Well, there's nothing else to do in New Orleans. What else do you want him to do? You got to go to a game.
And you're thinking, I've never done that in New Orleans.
No?
Have you?
No.
And you just wanted the opportunity to go to the Smoothie King Center on a regular basis.
Yeah. It is kind of a self-imposed quandary that they put themselves into.
Yeah.
I mean, competitive there, but it's one of those things where if I'm Anthony Davis too, do I want to, you know, go out there and throw it around, or do
but
I
this
wanna...
is all this is all Rich Paul,
right,
his agent, and Anthony Davis, because he's been with New Orleans now a long time, his entire career.
Yep.
And we didn't really hear this full court press that he wanted out till right before this deadline, because that is LeBron realizing that he didn't recruit a single damn person to L.A.
Right.
He's there all by himself. He got Rondo, he got JaVale McGee, he got Lance Stevenson, and they're not even going to make the playoffs right now. So he started to freak out. So he put the pressure on Rich Paul to try to get Anthony Davis to come to L.A. And that's why some believe that even the Kyrie Irving rumors were planted by Rich Paul. It seems like this guy has taken over the league. He has LeBron. He has Anthony Davis. He also has Ben Simmons. And they're trying to manipulate these teams into finally getting LeBron some help out in L.A. And it didn't work, which I'm thrilled about. But now New Orleans is left with the real disaster.
And part of me says, it's ridiculous that players are handling personnel moves too. But if you got the power and the NBA lets you have that power,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
Go ahead and exert the force. Do whatever you have to do. If the NBA is going to put up with it and the NBA is going to allow you to recruit your own team and they found some loophole in the rules that say it's no issue, then feel free. Go ahead.
But I wonder if they could have traded him last offseason. So now, even if he wouldn't sign an extension with the team, he would have 2 years with them. So the Celtics probably would have given
a lot more.
They might have given him Tatum in the offseason. But now you're getting close to this, and actually, no, they couldn't. I'm sorry, I take that back because of the Kyrie and the Kyrie Rose rule. So right. Forget that. But other teams may have been a little bit more interested, and maybe it wouldn't have just been the Lakers trade proposal.
Right.
This is the attorney asking the question he already knows the answer to. So, Rich,
yes,
has Anthony Davis done anything that would soften your stance about wanting to acquire him?
No, I would still take him. Listen, I
even got, knowing that he might do this to you at some point.
But I think if he's on a good team, there's at least something there to play
God,
for.
God, this is the dreaded
no.
change of scenery
No, not at all. I'm saying if he was on a title contender, yeah. And even if he didn't want, if he was playing with Kyrie and they were in first or second place in the East next year, if he bailed on that, then I don't know what to tell you. Like, what else are you looking for? He's only been to the playoffs twice in his career. Plus, he'd be in a true contract year. I would expect him to play next year no matter where he goes. This is a little bit different. And, I think part of the reason why you would have to trade for him is to also keep Kyrie. Because I really believe that if Anthony Davis doesn't come, there's an even better chance that Irving leaves for New York or L.A. or somewhere else. But, yeah, this is a mess. This yeah. really is.
Now, I assume that they didn't fire Dell Demps because Anthony Davis left the arena last night. I assume that they understand that short of down blocking the door, how was he going to prevent yeah. that? How would he even have known at that point? I assume they're firing Dell Demps because it got to this situation.
This whole thing has been a dumpster fire.
Well, that is like the final straw in what's been a dysfunctional scenario for a month now, at least.
Yeah. Well, then there's the other rumor that came out that Dell Demps and the Pelicans weren't negotiating in good faith. That's what came out. The Lakers said which I found kind of laughable, that they were just trying to submarine Brandon Ingram and Kyle Kuzma and Lonzo Ball's season by putting them in trade rumors. But I said, really, to what end? The Pelicans are going to miss the playoffs. The Lakers might miss the playoffs, too. It's not like that's the team you're fighting for right. to win your division or something or the last playoff spot. But there's been so many different things with Anthony Davis at the center of them. And probably the best way to go is just to sit him out. It really is. I mean, and just trade him in the offseason. You don't have to worry about an injury. That's probably what you should do, but it's I understand why it's ridiculous, because you're playing him so much money, and he's the only reason to go see a Pelicans game.
I was watching, as I said, I watched the highlights. You know, he tried to block a shot unsuccessfully. Did not look like any big deal at all.
Right.
Leading
oh,
me,
my arm.
Well, got a
and leading me to immediately wonder, is he and Rich Paul, are he and Rich Paul just trying to invent things wrong now?
I would believe that.
My arm. Yeah. I'm not going to be able to go.
Yeah, and it's a lot easier to sell to the team and to the league.
He's getting booed in his home arena.
Yeah. I mean, it's a mess. And so you just put down, you know, DNP shoulder for the rest of the season, and then that's it. And then you have to trade him in the offseason.
It's a way to go about it. Yeah. I mean, and he's another guy. You can point out to any number of situations in the league where guys get hurt and it affects their livelihood, longevity, yeah. whatever it is. So he knows he's not going to be there. He knows he's not going to be in the playoffs. He knows that in this situation, there's really no true advantage of him playing right now. It's hard for me to even say that an athlete should shut it down. But when you look at the big picture.
Yeah, what is there, 25 games left or
right.
whatever it is for
him? If you try to go into the game being, I'm a big advocate, if you're being careful, you can't be careful.
Yeah, or even worse, right? Yeah, you have a better chance you get hurt.
Yeah, it's if you're tentative and, you know, I don't know. It's I don't envy the situation, but I he's not going to be there. That's going to be the bottom line in decision making.
I also don't want to make it sound as though I'm feeling sorry for Anthony Davis. He started this.
He did.
Well, his agent, but under his direction, exactly.
Right, exactly.
He started this whole thing. Everything went downhill as soon as the agent said, He wants to be traded.
Yeah, we'll
He's
get
not
you
gonna
to
sign
LA.
Here, you know. And that's exactly what he was trying to do. He mm-hmm. was trying to force the Pelicans
right.
to trade him to the Lakers so they could play with Rich Paul's other client.
Mm-hmm.
And this all started with Anthony Davis and his agent. So I'm not feeling sorry for him at all. You know, if he's getting booed on his home court, he deserves to.
Yeah, he does. He absolutely does. But it's a weird spot for the Pelicans because I was with them. Don't accept the Lakers trade because now you can get the Celtics involved in the offseason and get Jason Tatum. So they did the right thing by not trading him. However, this is what you're left with. This is you're left with trying to finish out 30 games of the regular season with a guy who doesn't want to be there, a fan base that's turning on him, and you want to make sure that he doesn't get hurt. It's a brutal spot.
617-779-7937. We'll get right back to the calls with you in just a couple of minutes. Dale and Keefe with Diassi, Sports Radio, WEEI.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.